Supermarkets versus the world. Thanks everyone for joining us. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Our supermarkets are being challenged on a number of fronts by some unlikely competitors. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Supermarkets are fighting to stay relevant and stay in business against a flood of new competition for our food dollar. And Brian Todd, he's president of the Food Institute, which does all kinds of research on the food retailing business. Brian was speaking to a U.S. Department of Agriculture conference the other day, and he said there are big and little bites being taken out of supermarket sales for all sorts of things. The biggest and most unexpected shock was in 2017 when e-commerce and home delivery powerhouse Amazon bought the Whole Foods supermarket chain.
So the retailers very much started to become wary of what was happening, started investing much more in their online delivery services, online offerings, trying to compete on many different fronts.
And there are so many fronts. More businesses going into grocery sales. For example, drugstores are putting in
more freezer cases, more fresh sections, even some offering more takeout foods, particularly in the urban areas.
And just a few days ago, the Kohl's department store chain announced it was offering up space in some of its stores to Aldi's for grocery sales. And supermarkets are also facing even more competition as we speak from
dollar stores.
And they are taking sales away from local supermarkets, especially in rural areas where more and more people seem to be
popping into a dollar store to buy their milk and bread. Dollar stores have noticed this, so they are expanding their food offerings, adding more freezer cases, ready-to-eat foods, and things of that nature. So we're seeing much more growth in those areas.
And of course, in the more urban areas, we have companies like HelloFresh and others providing home delivery of the ingredients for entire meals. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And to support even more locally, visit picktnproducts.org to find a farm or farmer's market near you. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.